listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. School holidays are almost here on the Limestone Coast, prompting a call from authorities to stick to the rules, as well as tips to keep yourself and other road users safe. Charles Mountain from the RAA has this advice for those wanting to do some country driving.
It is really important to ensure that if you're doing that, you do drive the conditions, and a key part of that is ensuring that you're mindful of all the speed limits on the roads that you're travelling and you abide by them.
The holidays will end on April 29th. The South Australian government is considering a motion by Mount Gambier MP Troy Bell allowing school principals to engage contractors for works costing less than 100 grand. That motion was prompted by students from Melaleuca Park Primary School who approached Mr. Bell with a request to upgrade their outdated bathroom facilities. Briefly, Narra Court's iconic Morris Bakery has been sold to new owners following its sudden closure in February. Malseeds Real Estate, which handled the sale, claims the proprietors will start operating a couple of months from now. And the Axis Employment Limestone Cup is happening tomorrow. The All Abilities soccer event will see a number of local teams take on some Adelaide sides at the Blue Lake Sports Park. Limestone Coast All Ability coach Keith Sealer is keen for as many people to come along as possible.
There'll be a barbecue lunch available, many people to be watching on the sidelines, so more the merrier to cheer our athletes along. And it's just going to be a great day because the temperature is going to be mild.
The first round of games kick off at 10 a.m. More sports now, and it's the final season for Penola in the KNTFL beginning tomorrow afternoon. Fresh off announcing they're making a shift next year, they'll host Mundulla from 10 past 2. Elsewhere, it's a grand final rematch when the Border Districts go up against Kingston. Bordertown v Keith should be another game to watch.